Warning, this is our first episode of 2020 and people haven't gotten any brighter than last year. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, January the 7th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode 123,
Florida Man has a run-in with the pigs.
Florida woman makes a pizza in somebody else's kitchen.
Florida man launched himself into the air from his boat.
And Florida kid is ready to become Florida man. So we're working on rites of passage now?
I guess so, yeah. Plus a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Well, we're doing a... New Year's was Tuesday, when we normally record, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't record Tuesday.
No.
So we're a little behind.
Yeah.
So we're doing a rare Saturday afternoon on a rainy South Florida day. That's all I got.
Yep. So, are you, I was just thinking about this. Are you allowed to eat your cheese balls now?
Oh, because it's been a year?
Yeah.
If given the circumstance and the urge, I would eat cheese balls. But I'm not doing that what I'm giving up thing again. That didn't work out.
Okay.
And you're starting the stuff that you were starting to do. Remember last year you said I'm going to start doing this and start doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't work out either. So yeah, we suck on resolutions, so we just
So we resolved to not do resolutions.
We resolved not to do resolutions. That's all I got. But this is now, as of this recording, we're recording this on January the 4th. We are now 4 days into our official company.
Yes, Shady Side Media LLC is up and running.
Do we have an accountant yet?
Not yet.
A lawyer?
No. I mean, I know a lawyer.
Yeah.
I know a couple lawyers.
We need handlers now and more interns.
Yes, I agree.
Well, and security. When you're going to need security.
Definitely need
security.
Yeah, if we keep recording on different random days of the week, we can throw off the stalkers for now. Yeah. But now that we've got at least five listeners that know where you live.
Fantastic.
Notice we did that at your house, not mine.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Although I got a new, never mind. Maybe a new place coming up here in the next couple months. But
I think you just get you one of those, get you a manufactured housing. I think that's what y'all should get. Double wide.
Not in hurricane territory.
Are you just being negative now? I could see you in a nice trailer park.
Nothing
wrong with trailer parks.
No, when I
grew up in a trailer.
Yeah, me too. When I was in high school, we my dad had a trailer on one side of the park, and my mom had a trailer on the other side of the park, and whoever was in a good mood, that's what house we were staying at.
Really?
That was recently after the divorce.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. We still have our Wednesdays jam sessions at CB2's in Fort Myers. If anybody is in the neighborhood and wants to come partake in some adult beverages and listen to some good music, we still, every Wednesday here in town.
Sounds like a plan.
That's all we got.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing. Still no trivia. But I do have...
Now, dear, I'm going to interrupt you. I did the crossword puzzle today.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like 5 minutes, and I had to cheat.
Really?
Yeah, I sucked at it.
What did I do? I forget how. Let me check my...
We started to compete on the New York Times app for the daily little quick crossword puzzle. Joel throws his out in like 25 seconds.
I try to do it under 30 seconds. If I do it... Oh, I didn't do today's yet. Yesterday, I got 42 seconds, but Thursday, I was 3 minutes and 54 seconds. That one was rough.
I don't feel so bad now. Today was 5, and I had to cheat. And even when the words came up, I didn't know what they meant.
All right. Well, I haven't done today's yet, so...
It should be fairly easy to beat my time.
Want me to try it right now?
No, I do not want you to try it right now.
Real time right here?
No, I don't want you to do it in real time. Stop. Put it up.
All right.
Don't embarrass me on the air.
I'll do it after the show. This episode comes out on Tuesday, so as of yesterday, the Daily Dog Podcast has launched. I have 10 interviews in the can, so at least every weekday for this week and next week, we'll have an episode every day.
The weekly dog.
The daily dog.
Daily dog.
The daily dog.
See, I was thinking about one, maybe do one like the periodic pussy.
You know what? That can be for patrons.
Do it on cats.
Yeah, we'll do a cat or day.
Yeah, cat. Periodic pussy cat.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to keep this in the family section of iTunes. And we can put it on the Florida Men feed. That'll work.
Yeah. We didn't have any. Yeah, I almost had a Florida Man episode with myself that I could have submitted, but I sort of blew up my arm. But
what did you do now?
I was trying to light the fire, and I didn't, with a blowtorch instead of a fire stick. And actually, that's a lie. I had a blowtorch when it was that fit on top of a propane can, and I didn't screw it on all the way tight enough. And I couldn't. And we had an old citronella candle that we were going to throw away. I'm like, let me see how. We couldn't find the wick. So I put the blowtorch on it to melt it to get to the wick, and all of a sudden flames started shooting out the bottom of it and went all the way up my arm, cinched all the hair. Found the fucking wick though.
Do I have to take out an insurance policy on you for Shady Side Media just in case?
Yeah, I've done some stupid shit recently. Very recently. Shit I am proud of and shit I'm not proud of. All right, let's get into this week's stories. Story number one, Florida man told by officials to shoot or trap wild boars tearing up his yard.
I like that so far.
Okay. It started with a little patch. Oh, this coming to us from clickorlando.com. It started with a little patch of torn up grass in Kel Young's backyard. Within a week, there was barely any grass left because wild boars kept digging through his Southport Bay neighborhood near Ponciana.
Mm-hmm.
They came here every night, literally, and ripped this apart, Young said. I've lived here since 2008, and this is the first time this has happened.
Well, Young, he's lucky, because wild boars are a problem.
Getting more and more. Young said it began this Sunday before Thanksgiving, and within a week, his entire backyard has been destroyed. Young set up a motion sensor camera in his backyard to show 8 to 10 boars digging away.
Well, that's when he needs the AR to take those all out. Wasn't that a meme of 35 wild boars?
Hmm?
There was a meme, something about 35 wild boars. That's why you need an AR-15.
Oh, no. Oh. I ain't seen that one. Okay. I ain't seen it. This is what they've done last night, Young said, while pointing at the hundreds of holes around the lake behind his home. This is out of hand.
Yeah.
The boars have since moved to tearing up the grass at his neighbor's home and an adjacent sidewalk that connects to a wooded area.
They tore up the sidewalk?
I guess so. Young said the area is near a bus stop. We need to trap them or get rid of them as soon as possible, he said. What's going to happen if someone's going to get hurt and it's going to be too late?
Yeah, have you ever encountered a wild boar?
No, we did not have the number of boars today that when I grew up, when I was hunting.
Okay.
It was rare you came across a wild pig.
Yeah.
But now it's actually a sport in itself.
Yeah, it is. And
it's like, especially out in Texas and... I don't know about Mississippi and Alabama. I know they hunt them, but I don't know if it's as big of a problem. Well, yeah, they'll hire people to set out where they are with rifles at night with night scoping, yep, just to shoot them out because they tear up the crops.
And they're nocturnal, so you don't really, you're asleep by the time they come in. But my brother-in-law, he had a pit bull. It was probably about 10, 15 years ago, and they lived out in the country, and his dog got into a fight with a boar. Mm-hmm. He ended up shooting the boar, but the boar basically gored his dog, mm-hmm, in the side. And so he went to took the dog to the vet, and the vet was, patching up the dog, and he pulls out one of the tusks out of the dog's side. The tusk had broken off and really? Got lodged into his side. And the doc was like, oh, it's a good thing I found this, cause I was going to report you for dog fighting. Uh-uh. That's how bad this dog was torn up.
Wow. And he thought it was
a dog fight until he pulled the tooth out of the dog's side.
Dang.
But my brother-in-law was like, well, I could show the cops the pig. It's still laying in my yard.
Damn. Just last month, a 200-pound boar mauled a veteran trapper in Melbourne, Florida. Young said he has called the... Now, I don't know that we've had this county before, have we?
Yeah. He was a...
Acello?
Osceola.
Osceola.
It's named after an Indian chief or Seminole chief.
Thank you, Almighty One.
Osceola.
I'm never going to get that right. Osceola County Sheriff's Office.
Rhymes with cola.
Osicola. Anyway, The county commissioner, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and his HOA, the Southport Bay Homeowners Association. He said deputies and the wildlife officials told him he's allowed to shoot and kill the boars because they are nuisance animals.
Now that he's living in an area with a HOA, they will fine his ass for having that lawn torn up without a permit and blah, 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 all this shit.
All right, but there's...
I hate HOAs.
The question is... Let me see how... I had this one time, and I think I talked about this one. When we were in Tennessee, we had a bobcat that was up and down the creek behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff came by, and one of the deputies came by and said, yeah, you are legally, you can shoot the animal, you know, if you're, as long as it's a safe, you know, shot. You know, he said, you can't sit up on your, you know, the balcony on your deck up there on top of the hill and with a 30-06, you know, and start taking shots across, you know, 100 yards away. But there is still, I'm not sure about here in the county we're in as far as discharge of firearms in county and city limits.
Mm.
But I guess if they told him it was okay to do it, then right. It's okay. But
yeah, I guess if it's a nuisance animal and if you're out there in fear for your life.
Well, I'll fight that one all day long. But exactly. As far as just sitting out there and all of a sudden a pig comes in your yard and you shoot it, then, yeah, well, that's a nuisance. Yeah, we want to get rid of it. But you discharged a firearm in within city limits. I don't know if that's the law or not.
No, I stabbed him.
Yeah.
You didn't see me shoot a gun. You don't have witnesses.
Young, a Marine veteran, knows he doesn't have a lot of room to be firing off rounds in the middle of the night. All right, so here we go. So everyone is telling me to shoot them, Young said. I don't mind, but I don't want to be walking in the neighborhood or off my property with a loaded rifle that puts me in a bad situation.
He's going about this smart.
That's exactly the questions I was asking. The other option, FWC said, is for Young to hire a professional trapper.
Well, maybe not that smart.
Young said he has called 8 of them, and only one returned his call with a quote of $3,500 to $4,000 to trap them.
Hell no.
What's 8 of them? Hey, it was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So that's $500 a piece.
Yeah.
I did that in my head real quick.
That's because you haven't been hitting the Tito's very hard this afternoon.
I have not. I've been on sweet tea. Since the boars are now tearing up the corner block, he's hoping the Southport Bay HOA can come up with a solution. News 6 called the HOA, but has not yet heard back. The county officials confirmed there was nothing they could do either. I'm not sure who he might have spoken to at the county, but he is correct. Animal Services does not trap wild animals.
Well, what the fuck do they do?
Well, I thought they did. Animal Services would, well, no, I think Animal Services in this county may be as far as abuse animals are.
Maybe it's, yeah, like domestic animals.
Domestic animals, dogs, cats, you know, go into houses where there's bad situations and
right.
remove animals, hordes and stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know the legality of, yeah, if there's a boat, you know, if there's a snake in the backyard or whatever and I shoot it with a 12 gauge, I was afraid because the copperhead or the water, I'm sorry, the not a copperhead, the water moccasin was coming after me, or they're going to get me for discharging a shotgun in city limits.
Yeah.
That's why we have a BB gun in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
That was our,
how many rats?
We didn't talk about that.
How many rats
did
you take out on New Year's Eve?
None.
Wasn't for lack of trying, though.
No. Well, they didn't come out when I had, yeah. Now, look, we don't have rats in the house, but we do. In here in Florida, they're palm rats, and it's in top of they eat the berries and stuff in the top of the palm trees, and they're everywhere.
Those fuckers will run across a electrical line.
Yeah, they're
from one tree to another.
So you sometimes after a significant amount of my favorite beverage, we do get the we duct tape the flashlight. To my pellet gun with a scope on it,
mm-hmm.
AKA Caddyshack style, and kick the trees and hoping the palm rats will run out of the trees, and then we try to shoot the rats at night. We are very unsuccessful with that approach. We're much better off with the traps.
Wow, yeah, that would make sense.
That's fun too when you set about 4 or 5 traps and you're sitting out there and all of a sudden you're wha-pow!
All right.
Run over there. And say, got him.
Did I tell you about the rat I found in the Jeep once?
No.
Yeah. So I noticed there was rat droppings in the floorboard of the Jeep. This was a few years ago. Actually, it was not the Jeep I have now, the one I had before that. So I couldn't find it. So I put a rat trap in the floorboard of the Jeep. Next day, rats laying in there dead. And it had pulled some... It had some paper that had pulled from behind the glove box down in the floorboard. So I was like, all right, let me see what it was doing in here. It made a nest in the glove box. It was a mama rat. There were six little tiny pink baby rats in there too.
In the glove box?
In the glove box.
Hadn't been in the glove box in a while. Huh? How did it get in the glove box from the back?
Must have, because
guess so, from the back and over?
Yeah. So what must have drawn it to the glove box was the half-eaten bag of Cheetos that my passenger had left in the glove box without telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did they... Oh, good Lord. So you've been riding around with rats. You were riding around with rat and baby rats in the Jeep.
Yeah, for at least 2 or 3 days, yeah. They were very, very young baby rats. And they ended up dying of a headache.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stepped on them?
No, I had a 1-inch dowel. I just... It was very humane. They went...
They went quickly.
Yeah. Story number two. Florida man blows up his boat and it hadn't even left the dock yet.
I don't like this one.
This is from mysuncoast.com. You might like this one. The blast from a fuel explosion. That sounds like your propane.
So far, I'm liking it.
Sent a man through the air from his deck boat, from his boat deck to the dock, and hurled his daughter into the water. You ever blown anything up that good that flew you through the air?
Yes, a toilet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It didn't throw me through the air, but it blew me back. Yeah. We blew up a toilet once.
Was it Mexican night?
I don't want to talk about it. It was sweet, but we blew a toilet up.
All right. The sheriff's office in Pinellas County says around 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Indian Springs Marina on 113th Avenue North in unincorporated Largo. Oh, that's by Charlie's place. 50-year-old David Weil was filling the inboard engine on his 2005 Four Winds 25-foot deck boat with fuel when some spilled. Weil told deputies he cleaned up the spill and cranked the boat to start it. That's when it exploded. Weil flew from the boat, through the air, and onto the dock. Incredibly, he was uninjured. His 21-year-old daughter, however, was standing near the bow when the blast happened, and she was thrown into the water. While dove in and rescued her, she suffered minor injuries to her legs and was taken to the hospital as a precaution. Two others, including Wilde's wife and a family friend, were on the dock near a seawall. The blast knocked them off their feet, but neither were hurt. That's a big fucking blast if it's knocking somebody on the dock on their ass.
That's probably 25-foot boat, probably a 30-gallon tank.
Jesus. The explosion caught the fiberglass boat on fire, and though marina staff tried to extinguish the blaze with multiple fire extinguishers, it took Largo Fire Rescue to put out the flames. The boat partially sunk at the dock and spilled around 100 gallons fuel.
100 gallons.
Into the intercoastal waterway. After the fire was out, marina staff were able to remove the boat and bring it to shore to avoid any hazard. Though the investigation continues, the sheriff's office says the fire does not appear to be suspicious.
What did he spill the gas on? That's weird.
Yeah. You just spill it like all over the engine?
I don't know. But then to crank and cause it to ignite.
Did
something
it, like,
else had
splash
to be.
Splash the starter or something?
It had to be an electrical shortener somewhere.
Maybe.
Because otherwise, the only way it would do it, even if it was hot, it was just sitting there. I mean, there shouldn't be any. The only way to do it is if it's a spark.
Right, a spark, yeah.
You can spill gas on it, but if there's no spark, it's not going to ignite.
Spark hits those fumes.
Boom. Something electrical he was, or maybe it was a mob hit.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
Wow. That's a
conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I'd be checking out his friends. Who didn't like the boat? Who didn't like him?
Maybe they didn't like the daughter.
Maybe they didn't like the daughter. Maybe it was a jealous boyfriend.
A stalker.
Could be.
Yeah. You never know.
You know, just put a little, just takes a spark. Kaboom. Yep. That's why you should always check under the hood before you drive off.
I'll keep that in mind next time I piss somebody off.
Story number three comes to us from our local Fort Myers News Press. Florida man facing eviction says it's because of Santeria.
You know what he said, though?
What?
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
Thank you, Sublime, for that.
Yeah.
The Florida man is a practitioner of Santeria.
So that just blows my theory.
Yeah, which translates to worship of saints. It's a tradition born in Cuba from the Yoruban people of Western Africa and influenced by the Catholicism. The Fort Myers man, I do not know anything about this.
Nope, me either. The only thing I know about Santeria is literally that song.
I know.
And it's not about Santeria. It's about not practicing Santeria.
Oh. The Fort Myers man is being evicted from a senior housing complex for what Fort Myers Housing Authority is calling violent, disruptive behavior. But the man says the issue stems from his practice of Santeria.
Oh, good God.
Really? The fuck is this name?
It's not that hard.
Mamberto?
That's how I would pronounce it.
Mamberto Real.
I would say Real, since he's Islander, Cuban.
Real.
Real.
Sorry. Age 68 has been given notice by the housing authority to vacate his one-bedroom home at the Bonaire Towers on Halgrim Avenue. Now, where's that? That's the big...
I don't know. Let me look that up while you keep reading.
Because that's got to be the ones on down on the beach. No, is it? I don't know any with the name of the apartments things. He said he plans to take the eviction process to court where a judge decides whether he can or cannot stay in his apartment. Real said he lost his job as a machinist in 2015. As a result, he became homeless. For 2 years, he said he lived in his car and took daily showers at the Salvation Army. He moved into the apartment in August. If the Fort Myers Housing Authority removes him from his home where he pays $160 monthly to rent, Real says that we have to live in his car again. All right, well, that's not the ones I was thinking of then. Because did it show where Bonaire is?
Yeah, it's next to the country club off of 41.
Where? What country club?
The Fort Myers Country Club.
I don't know where that is either.
Let's see.
Put a neighborhood in relation to Pagefield.
Way north. North of Colonial.
North of Colonial. Okay. All right. $160 a month. All right. Fort Myers Housing Authority Executive Director Marcia Davis declined to speak about the specifics of his case, but she said the eviction process gives Real the opportunity to bring forward a witness to speak on his behalf. This is not the first time he has gotten in trouble where he lives. In 2015, he was arrested and accused of firing a flare gun at a neighbor during an argument.
Jesus Christ.
The charges were dropped. Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Boosh.
At first, you think the guy is going to shoot a gun at you, and then...
Nothing but fire.
It gets worse.
Real said that arrest is irrelevant to the situation he is in now.
He's right.
Yeah. Real said the issues at the low-income senior housing apartments begin in October when he received three non-compliance notices dated October the 11th for wearing a scary mask.
Really? You'll kick your ass out for wearing a mask?
Throwing holy water in the dining room.
Well, I've been to plenty of church services where they do that all around the church.
Dancing inappropriately.
What is this, Footloose?
And being observed, quote, blowing white powder towards residents.
Some people might pay you extra for that.
I know. Real is a practitioner of Santeria, which translates to worship of saints. He keeps two sugar canes outside of his door for protection from the evil.
And fire ants.
I was dancing in the hallway, he said. I was listening to the Yoruba song of my religion. The white powder, he said, is a plant-based substance known as cascarilla and is used for protection.
Okay, his I know ritual, another white powder that is plant-based.
Yeah.
I know a few of them, actually.
It's called anthrax.
That's not plant-based.
That's, so that's what I think of when I think of white powder.
Coca leaves, those are plants. So are poppies.
His ritual, he said, is to blow it into the air outside of the apartment complex. They accused me that I blow it to someone else. He said, that is not true. But a few days later, there was another complaint made against him by a maintenance employee that entered Real's home to fix his air conditioning. He was upset because the maintenance worker knocked on his door hard and broke the peephole.
How the fuck do you break a peephole? What did you knock on the door
with a hammer? I told the man, you cannot bang the door in that way because it's improper. He said, look at what you did. You put the peephole on the floor. Let's get on your knees and look through it. According to a narrative of the incident, the worker filed a complaint that stated Real approached him in a threatening manner, screaming and yelling and cursing at me. He admits he used an expletive when he spoke to I may have cursed a little.
Yeah, well, if you break somebody's door, especially their peephole, expect to get your ass yelled at.
According to the findings of the housing department, Deputy Executive Director Sherry Campanelle.
Are you asking?
I'm going with that. Who was the hearing officer? Quote, I concluded that you display very aggressive, loud, and disrespectful body language. Your behavior towards other is unwanted and deemed threatening, and your use of foul language geared towards a housing authority is not welcome in any development that is owned and operated by HACFM. which is the housing authority of the city of Fort Myers. Burrell says he thinks that the decision is due to cultural differences and that the situation amounts to an exaggeration of facts. Living in his car was difficult. He said he doesn't want to go back to that. He said he's not a criminal. I just practice a different religion from them.
And shoot flare guns at people and blow...
Yeah, blow white
unknown white powders in their faces. Yeah. Do you remember who was
and
the...
And I dance weird.
Who was the wrestler back in the day in WWF that would blow the white powder? It was a big, fat black dude.
I don't know.
And he would dress up like in some really racist African getup, like paint a skull on his face, and then he would walk around and then he would blow the white powder in his opponent's face to stun him. I remember that. You don't remember that?
Yeah, but I can't pull it.
Oh, what's his name? It was probably really, really racist now that I think about it.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
No.
Food fight! Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And our Florida Man Food Fight this week comes to us from tcpalm.com. Florida woman breaks into a house to make a pizza. I've wanted a pizza pretty bad sometimes, but I don't know that I'd ever break into somebody's house to get it.
No.
I might break
Did she bring
it.
Her own ingredients?
No. When a man in Fort Pierce returned home after a short time out, he found something unexpected in his residence, or rather, someone unexpected. Specifically, a Florida woman in a pink shirt drinking soda from his refrigerator. The 56-year-old woman later would tell St. Lucie County Sheriff's investigators she was hungry, so she took the makings for a pizza. An arrest affidavit states, what could be called the case of the peckish pilferer happened on November 6th in the 2500 block of Rolliat Street. This is in Fort Pierce. When the man got home, he said he heard a noise in his commode and saw a woman in his abode.
He heard the noise in the commode?
Apparently.
Like a flush?
Who knows?
I've heard a lot of strange noises in the house before, but I've never actually said, I think that's coming from the commode.
I think this is the author of this article taking liberty with the rhyming of commode and abode.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's continue on. Asked who she was and why she was inside, the woman left, yet kept imbibing his soda, a non-alcoholic sweetened carbonated beverage sold in bottles and cans.
Oh, well, thank you Somebody's for clarifying. Got
a, thank somebody you for, has a word limit yeah. they have to meet.
Thank you for clarifying what a soda is. In case all of you, in case those did not know, the reporter stated, it is a non-alcoholic sweetened carbonated beverage sold in bottles and cans.
And if you're from the Midwest, we call it pop up there. The man apparently followed the woman to an address in the 2500 block of Kerr Street. Deputies reported the woman, who had a pink purse, knocked on the front door of the Kerr Street residence. She said she was conducting, quote, welfare checks in the neighborhood, unquote. That, she said, is why she went in the home on Rolliat Street. She said she was hungry, so she grabbed a soda and the ingredients to make a pizza, a dish often cited as originating in Naples, Italy, that features dough topped with tomato sauce, cheese, and other items such as pepperoni and mushrooms.
All righty. I'm glad we, all this time I thought, I'm glad I finally, after all these years, clarified where pizza probably originated and actually the contents of it.
And, pepperoni and mushrooms, that's my favorite pizza.
They say they write these at a fourth grade level, that most newspaper and articles and things should be written at that level.
Yeah.
I think after the fourth grade, people probably should know what a pizza is.
They should. But, they also have a word count to get to make sure they get paid for the article. So,
oh, is it?
I think this was a little bit of padding in this one. People typically shop for ingredients for pizza, along with the dishes such as tuna casserole, goulash, barbecue chicken, and clams casino at a grocery store such as Publix or Winn-Dixie, as opposed to private residence on Rolliat Street. The woman also said she
I like the fact that the author, I'm sorry but I interrupt you, but I like the fact that the author of this, these are the main things that, not milk or eggs.
No. Tuna casserole.
Goulash.
Clams casino. I've never heard of clams casino. But I do know now that you can get him at
Publix or
Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
The woman said she used the restroom and on accident picked up the victim's debit card.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I thought that was toilet paper.
Yeah. The woman, a Fort Pierce resident, was arrested on a felony burglary charge. It is now time for fill in the blank. You ready for this one, Phil?
I got it. I'm ready.
All right.
Well, I don't got it, but I am ready.
Florida man with a blank denied entry to a strip club and gets arrested.
Florida man with a blank did not enter a strip club. Okay.
Exposed pecker. Incorrect.
Gun.
Incorrect.
Anaconda.
Incorrect, but your final answer was the most correct because it was an animal. He had a cat with him.
Oh.
Yes, apparently they were all filled up on pussy there already.
There we go.
Florida man walks into a strip club with a cat. Everett Lodges tried to enter a Murdoch, Florida strip joint last week with a kitten, but when they were both refused entry, he repeatedly called 911.
That's not exactly what you call 911 for.
That's not an emergency, no. Deputies, I need to see some titties now.
And I can't leave my cat at home.
Deputies arrested Lages for misusing 911 and on other charges. According to CBS affiliate WTSP, deputies were called to the Emerald City Gentlemen's Club in Murdoch on South Florida's Gulf Coast shortly after 9 p.m. last Tuesday after the owner told Lages, 47, to leave with the kitty. Instead, Lages sat down outside the business and called 911. When the deputies spoke with Lages, they noted that he appeared intoxicated. Imagine that. They told him he needed to leave the premises and assisted in calling a taxi for him. When the taxi arrived, Lages wouldn't cooperate with the driver. Instead, he began yelling and causing a disturbance and insisted the club owner had committed a crime by denying entry to him and the cat. He kept on calling 911 on his cell phone, even though deputies were already on the scene.
Yeah, the speed dial.
Lages was placed under arrest and had to be forcibly restrained, WTSP reported. He was booked into the Charlotte County Jail on charges of misuse of the 911 system, disorderly intoxication, trespassing after warning, and resisting arrest without violence. He was being held on a $4,000 bond. The kitten is reportedly in the custody of animal control.
And that's what the animal control is for, not...
They'll grab your pussy.
Not wild animals.
They will not mess with the boar.
Story number 5. Our cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida women suing Orlando strip club for denying them entrance without a man.
They said they were all fooled up on pussy, too.
Two women have filed a lawsuit claiming they were denied entry into a Central Florida strip club because they weren't with a man.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It happens more than you think. One of the two women who filed the lawsuit said she was a regular at Rachel's Adult Entertainment on South Orange Avenue. Where's this at? This came to WESH.com, which is...
It's Orlando.
Orlando. All right. But her previous visit, she'd always been with a man. A lawyer for the two women provided WESH2 News with video they filmed as they were being turned away.
Oh, that's a good thing to do, is to whip out the video when you're at the strip club.
We don't let people in by themselves because you come here looking for your husbands, your boyfriends. We don't want a domestic situation, someone in the video can be heard saying.
All right, that makes sense.
Yes. The lawsuit claims staff at Rachel's told the women they couldn't come in without a man because they might take the man's attention away from the strippers.
Oh, there it is. It's
they might
the,
they might be looking for their husbands and cause a drama. According to the lawsuit, the staff also said women are not allowed in without a man to prevent prostitution.
We have a corner on that market in this establishment.
What are you talking about?
The prostitution has to go through the business.
Oh.
Allegedly.
The women's lawyer says the reasons provided, especially the one about prostitution, violates the women's human rights. The women sued Rachel's for discrimination under Orange County's human rights ordinance, but in May, a judge dismissed the suit, saying the county's rule is preempted by the state's Civil Rights Act. The women are now appealing the dismissal, and the issue has become a constitutional question of local government's authority. Cities including Delray Beach and Miami Beach are filing briefs supporting the lawsuit.
So what she's saying is you're denying lesbians the ability.
No, it doesn't say they're lesbians.
Well, it doesn't say that.
No,
but
I mean, there are. I mean, I have known women that would go to the. But it's every. It's very common that you would need to be.
You need to have an escort
gentleman
with
yes,
you.
Yes.
I don't know. I think if they want to look at titties, they should look at titties. Shouldn't stop them. But yeah, if they're going in there to make trouble with their man for looking at other titties.
Yeah, the reason that organization's rules are in place is because odds are pretty good it's happened.
Probably more than once. Yeah. But you let them in, let them pay their cover charge, and then when they start acting the fool, then you kick their asses out. Well,
You don't pay a cover at a strip club, Joel.
I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Depends. At the more high class ones,
you do.
The
highfalutin one then.
Yeah.
I've gotten a roll of quarters when I've gone in before, but not.
That good, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get them quarters to stick in the cheese string.
Hey, at least you don't tuck out a buck and get change back.
Give them a five and want two back? Yeah.
No, one and you want 50 cents.
Because
you don't
make change.
You don't want to know where that 50 cents was hiding. Story number six. School bus full of Florida kids evacuated over too much Axe body spray.
I can understand this.
Yeah, that shit stinks. This one was sent to us from Kelly, and it comes from abcactionnews.com.
ABC?
Shut up. A middle school in Manatee County evacuated its students after someone sprayed too much Axe body spray. According to school officials, the bus carrying Buffalo Creek Middle School students had to remove students off the bus because of the strong odor. The bus stopped at the intersection of 119th Avenue East and Erie Road near Parrish. Another bus arrived at the smelly scene to pick up the students. A local EMS came to check out the students, but thankfully no one was transported to the hospital from having too much Axe body spray. Can that really put you in the hospital? I know it can make you like cough a little bit, but
I don't know. I don't use it.
I don't either, but obviously there was some stinky middle schooler in there that either thought he needed more or somebody thought he needed more and just sprayed his ass.
He was playing the odds. Either I got to go to school stinky or I can spray the Axe on and hope for the best. Maybe it'll cover up the odor that I hadn't taken a shower in 2 days.
Or maybe he was sitting next to somebody and they were stinky and he's like, mm-hmm. You know what? I got this Axe body spray. You're getting doused, motherfucker.
That's the first middle school story we've had.
Yep.
That we could actually talk about. Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman, or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wallace. At the Tampa tier, Joaquin, David, and Joaquin and David actually just bumped up their subscriptions from the Jacksonville to the Tampa tier. Also Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, Michael D, and Michael M. At the Tallahassee tier, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo-hoo,
Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Tampa tier, we have another person who just increased their patronage. That is Matthew from Washington State.
My buddy.
And you didn't even have to invoke his name this episode.
Did I not? I did pretty good this time, right?
Yeah, you did. At the Daytona tier, we have Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, another rate increaser, the Space Coasties and Travis.
Wow, thank y'all very much.
Yeah, thanks for boosting your pledges, guys. We really appreciate that. And we do have a new patron also at the Tallahassee tier, Tony. So thank you, Tony. We appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, man.
Go ahead and listen to the old episodes because there is an extra story on every episode in your patron feed at the end after the Ballad of Florida Man.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on a bus full of stinky Florida middle schoolers.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man. And Tracy,
can kiss my ass.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shady Side Media, LLC. All rights reserved.